peacock or something with the dancer. Very nice. And these peacocks are a great devotee. So, they are all worshipable. Ours. If we, like Uddhava, I want to become a grain of dust, because they are mad after Krishna, all the Brajavasis, they have got spontaneous love for Krishna and affection, which we don't have. We have maybe some attachment to prasad, yes? Who likes prasad? Please raise hand. At least this much Krishna consciousness we are. It's not very high. It's not very high quality, is it? Is it high quality? No. So high quality is you develop attachment to Krishna's holy name. He said that our Acharya, who perfected in chanting the holy name, he said, when you chant the holy name purely, you find you are not chanting, it is dancing on your tongue. And when it goes to the ear, you feel you are tasting nectar. When it goes to the mind becomes stopped, not functioning. And it goes to the heart, if you are inundated, devastated with love of Krishna. So we are far, far, far away from this. Anybody experiencing like that? No. But at least experience something extensive inside. Halwa, kuchuri, parpata, rasgulla, gulab jam, rawdi. Very nice. Ice cream. Pizza pasta. Don't know. But Krishna says, patram puspam palam tam. Be careful. See, Prabhupada said, what I wrote to you, what I told you, what to offer Krishna, what Krishna like, anybody knows? Nowadays, just changing. So, Andivodi saw, he learned from his guru, what is, you don't know what Krishna like? Give those things, flowers, fruit, what Krishna like, ladu. What is this? Maharaj, please, give it to Krishna, Gopal. Being big. Next time you are born in India, yeah. Do you know what pure duty Baba says? You know what Krishna like? Tell. And not do many things, other things like that. No. What is those? No, no, everybody is doing. So what everybody does, you will do? If everybody goes to Narak, you will go to Narak. Next time you want me to feed Krishna, bring what Krishna likes. You know, you are born in India. Why is that laddu? Prabhupada said, if you change what I gave you, concoct something, everything will be finished, all external. It will be another Sahajya Guru. Tota bale, eight, ke, chodur sangunai kori, gun nagari, ki? Aul baul kotta bhaja, gun nagari, naraneri. Sai, so many. I hope you are honestly want to love Krishna, love Radharani, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, and their person. So we become the grain of dust of the feet, and then we can easily go back. If you are so humble, give all respect to all the Vaishnavi, and I can become a grain of dust of the cowherd boys and gopis, Mother Radharani, Nanda Baba and their assistant, they easily attain and go back to Godhead. He don't have attachment here. So it is said when Krishna is playing the flute on gopi heart, he said, you still have attachment to your body and bodily relation, near and dear ones. Don't go on that ghat when Krishna is playing the black boy. Little boy, he's playing flute which enchants, captivates the whole world. You'll forget everything. In other words, if you practice Krishna Bhakti, you know you are making advance, you'll forget body and bodily comfort and related things, temporary. That is, in other way, it means like that. So you can ask ourselves, are you progressing? This way you can know very easily. You don't have to have external symptom. Stamp, I have done this, I am this position, this designation. When you become free from this false ego, sarvapadhi vinirmuttam tatparatena nirmalam, free from all dirty things. Rishikesha, who is the master owner of the sense, you engage all our body, sense, everything. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, manasa deha geha jo kuchu mora, my dear Lord, Nothing belongs to me, my body, my mind, my wife, my children, my property, everything. I am the manager looking after. This is all yours, I am using in your service. Make them all bhakta. He is showing how a householder should live. And he won't even take sannyas. One should take sannyas before leaving body. Just before leaving body, he knows time is coming, his end, he will go to Jagannath Puri and get a place where near Haridas Thakur's samadhi, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put him, he says, Namacharya. He is day and night, be absorbed in Krishna's name, chanting or remembering Krishna's pastime. So this is ideal way of living life. So we have got a hospice. Prabhupada says, when you think you may not live long, you have got some disease or getting old, you can't do much, go back to one of the dham, either Mayapur or Vrindavan or Jagannath Puri, and spend your life in Hashirin. Devotees completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Saranam, Vandanam, Archanam. So how do I know that when you have got the kripa of Radharani or Nityananda or Baladev, then you will see Sangsara Vasana. Sangsara means material existence. Going through 8,400,000 species of life. Sometime born as a Brahma, topmost planet, but it's still material world. Material world means birth, death, old age, birth, death, old age, birth, death, old age. In 8,400,000 species of life. Sometimes some born as a what in a water, some living being, sometimes insect, sometimes reptile, sometimes birds, millions of times there, sometimes animals, sometimes trees. What do you want to become? Best is to have a, this is all material body, sometimes Indra king, sometimes king, minister, most beautiful lady, most handsome man, demigod, but you cannot get out of it. You are born, you must die and suffer. But that old age is, but that old age is. But when you develop attachment to Krishna, Radharani's lotus feet, Nityananda, Gauranga Mahaprabhu and all his associates, complete, no criticizing other devotees, finding fault, rest assured going back to Godhead. So who want to go back to Godhead? Let us think. If you are like that, we can go. So this is the opportunity is knocking or is going to arrange. Prabhupada gave or Acharyas gave. We practice like that. We are once a year come. Krishna said, during this Kartik month, you will soon start. Na? Kartik has not started. And this month, anybody comes to this Brajadham and render devotion, he gets special, very special mercy. If you cannot come, even meditate on that. All these pastime places, Krishna, what you have come or read, you meditate on that, you will get so much mercy, Krishna. So if you want, we have good discernment, nice. Please take part and make your life sublime and fortunate and prepare to march forward towards back to Godhead, to join with Krishna in his wonderful pastime with Radhani, Gopis, Coward Boys, Mother Jashoda, Ananda Baba. So we can go on saying, it seems like the sun is going up. If you want, I can little bit read maybe. He said, when Nanda Maharaj, just to save Krishna from Gokul, he left crossing the river Kalindi, Jamuna, he came to Nandagram. Then King Vrishabhanu, being his friend, he also came leaving his village. Leaving this village of Rawal, he went to Barsana. Why not saying? He went that the Barsana, like? Barsana, the top, you see all, you can see as far as possible. Between Nandagram and Barsana, 10 kilometers apart. Little bit read. Srimati Radharani asked in the spiritual world. So Radharani asked Krishna, "Oh Lord, but I don't like to go to the material world." Krishna said, "Why?" Then Radharani is saying, "That world makes everybody forget you. And we become absorbed come in the clutches of material consciousness." Then Krishna said, "When you first open your eyes in the material world, you will see me only and nothing else." That is Krishna arranged, so she saw. Then seeing you, all your illusion will be removed. Thus, Radharani, Srimati Radharani, she appeared in the house of Mother Kirtida. When Krishna was brought by Mother Yashoda on her lap, then in the house of Kirtida, and she left her son on the courtyard, and Krishna was crawling and went to where Radharani was there. And Kirtida said, "Though I have got a daughter in my house, but she is blind." Just at that time Krishna was crawling and going where Radharani was there. And here he said, just touching Radharani, at once Radharani opened her eyes and looked at Krishna and talked. He said, then Mother Kirtida said, "Oh, my daughter is looking," and picked her up on her lap. Very nice, I don't know. So many other things are there. It's simply description how and demigods coming to see the Lord Radharani when they appear. Everybody is full of bliss, and Kirtida and Vasubhanumi seem very joyful. And they have a daughter, and this Krishna, they are giving so many cows to the Brahmin. This is written about Radharani's appearance in Garga Samhita. I just little bit I read. So what I have already said, what is there?